G'day everyone, Ian here. Thought I'd drop in and have a crack at doing an audio boo after a very long time. Your friend and mine, that audio boo Wunderkinder documentary, mentioned that it's been a while since I've put anything up last week, so motivated me to maybe do a few. Don't know how I'm going to go. I'm a little bit less than inspired. You know, the lovely feelings that I used to have for Audio Boo a few years ago have gone away. But it's really wonderful to put my thoughts down and then know that I've got an archived copy of this audio to one day listen to on my audio implant as I sit in my rocking chair as an old man. I'll be able to listen back to the different stories, the different adventures I had over the years. So if maybe no other reason, I should get back into recording a few more of these. And as I thought about what I'd talk about, I thought about all these different topics that about work and relationships and some of the little adventures I've been having. And I thought, no, too much, because I've put out, what, four, I think, audio boos this year, four or five? Bugger all. And there have been lots of different things, and I've thought of a few things as well, and a bit of philosophy. I thought, no, bugger it. I'll just fill you in on work, I think. That's probably a good place to start. And I'll catch up as I feel inspired to maybe tell you a few more things. And work's probably a good place to start, because work's one of the reasons why for the last, goodness, 6 months, I haven't been at all inspired to transition across to digital stuff. I've mentioned in the past that, and I don't know if this is remembered by anybody, if anybody actually listens it for that matter, that there is a cognitive dissonance that I get between the digital stuff and the physical work I do. I work with my hands during the day and do all that sort of thing. And there's a very much a different mental process in doing that sort of work compared to the sort of work that involves doing the digital work that I do. And for that reason, I had to strategize, take Mondays off, which I do, which I've been doing for the last 12 months, taking Mondays off work. I only work 4 day weeks. But there's this work rhythm that just disconnects me a bit from getting out and about. And since I've really had this relationship for the last bit over 12 months with Caroline, and I'll fill you in on the big news about her maybe in another audio boo, there's a few less opportunities for me to record some audio. And I've always really enjoyed getting out walking by the river, as I am right now, just post sunset on the 29th of August 2016. I walk by the river and chat to you people as I amble along, so I get less opportunities for that. But work has been huge, just friggin' huge. Urban Art Projects won this major contract back in March. We started building it to build this large memorial, all these tilting tablets that are lying on each other, starting at about 4 metres in height and going up to 24 metres in height. All massive, massive engineering steel structures with clad in these aluminium plates that we're casting all this aluminium at work. It's a massive project, something like $15 million worth. And it's a memorial to the fallen martyrs in Abu Dhabi. It's a behemoth of a task, and the company's Shanghai operation is casting probably 70% of the tablets, and we're casting the other 30%. And it's just really taken a huge workload. And I've been really dedicated to not getting sucked into it, because the workshop is just going just frenetic, working 12-hour days. They've done periods of double shifts. They've been working 7 day weeks in the last couple of weeks. It's just been stupid busy. And the guys are just totally shagged. I've trebled the workshop staff. It's crazy, but I've kept myself extricated from it, and there's still been the normal work going through. And fortunately for this little black duck, I've been the one doing the sculpting for the normal work. I haven't been sucked into this big project too much. The new people that have been brought on have been the ones doing it, with a bit of guidance from my immediate supervisor. And I've been, as the skilled senior technician, I've been the one doing the more artsy craftsy sort of work that still had to be done. So I've been getting the really premium jobs, and I've been able to do them at my own pace, working standard days without having to sneak too much overtime into the picture, and without having to even work my Mondays. So I've still been able to have my Mondays off. So it's been really quite good in that sense. And I tell you, good folk, if I had got sucked into it, I would not be a very pleasant person to be with, because I have been sucked into it in the past, and the money can be friggin' spectacular, because you get in the situation where you're earning double and sometimes even double time and a half, so you just make it mozza, but it's just not worth it. And when I've got sucked into it in the past, I've just ended up a very cranky person, and here I am with a new relationship, and nah, I don't want to risk everything, including my mental health. And I know that if I go that hard, what eventually happens to me is I become so demoralised that it doesn't matter how much I'm earning. I just end up, you know, basically walking. And if I don't, you know, and if I have a really good job that I don't walk from, what happens is I end up taking time off, so I don't earn pay, and the bonus money is negated, and I could have earned just a regular routine pay and kept my mental health. So days like today, this Monday, which I've just had off, working with Caroline on our project, again, that's another topic I'll come to in time, has been much more self-fulfilling and a much better way to live my life. And works good at the moment. I'm sculpting up some new elements at the moment, and in the past few weeks I've done some great work, and in the next couple of weeks I'm going to do some more really good work, and there's some other good adventures coming. So works really good in that sense. I like it. It's just that I've got to be careful not to buy into the frenetic pressures of the company wanting to maximise their money making potential from me. That'll do for the moment. Get back to you soon. All the best for now, everybody. Cheers. Bye.